Okay, I'm going through the list of suggested 10-minute halacha topics, and one of the topics was eating before Havdalah. So when is one allowed to eat before Havdalah, if ever? What are the relevant halachas of that? Drinking the kos of Birchas HaMazon before Havdalah, I guess, would be part of this discussion. There is a Gemara, Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, Kol HaToim Klum Kodem Sheyavdil Misasa Ba'askara. Person who tastes anything before saying Avdallah will die some sort of terrible death with this painful illness. So the Gemara says that Rav Huna held that it's even dangerous to drink water, meaning toin klum, anything including water, before Avdallah. But the Gemara tells us that the majority of the Amoraim did not agree. Rabbanan de Ravashi, lo kapti amaya, they weren't so careful about water, but it sounds like anything other than water would definitely be problematic. And this is unusual, because normally we do have halachos that we're not allowed to eat before performing a mitzvah that is incumbent upon us at that time, but snacking is normally mutter under those circumstances, with the exception of eating before davening, because that's a separate inyan. But typically, when it comes to doing a mitzvah that's incumbent upon us at a given time, you're allowed to snack, you're just not allowed to eat. Yet over here, you're not allowed to snack, and according to some Amoraim, you're not even allowed to drink water. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph that this is in fact different than other mitzvahs, because here the iser is to be toim klum, not just to eat in a way that will distract you from the mitzvah, because this is a din in yakra de shabbata. This is a way of showing respect for Shabbos. That the way we show respect for Shabbos, different ways of understanding what the Magen Avraham is talking about over there, but the way of showing respect for Shabbos is by distinguishing our achila shel chol from our achila shel Shabbos, and we do it in our at the moments of our zechira Shabbos, bein b'knisaso, bein b'yitziaso, and therefore we don't eat before Kiddush, we don't eat before Havdalah. It's all part of showing a way of showing genuine respect for Shabbos. And it's also important to note that that's why, for these purposes, appointing a shomer isn't going to help, because it's not about that you might forget to do it. If it's about that you might forget to do it, so you have all those haterim, you set an alarm, you appoint a shomer to tell you, to remind you to do the mitzvah, not going to help when it comes to eating before Havdalah, because it's not about the potential that you might forget to say Havdalah. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Sadi Tesef Aleph Paskins Asur Le'echol Shum Davar O Afilu Lishtos Yayin O Shar Mashkin Chutz Mimayim Mishatech Shach Ad Sheyavdil. Paskins La'alacha, like those Amarayim that say that water is mutter, but everything else says is asur. But the Shulchan Aruch adds, if you're in the middle of eating your Shalashuddas and then it gets dark, ain't Tzarech Lahafzik, you don't have to stop in the middle of your Shalashuddas, you can continue. Mishra Brura and Shaar Tzion says that even if you say Havdalah B'Tfilah, you need to be machmir about this. This is not an issue about whether you've been Yotzei the Dinda Oraisa of Havdalah. This is about Havdalah Alakos. That when you are going to say Havdalah Alakos, you may not eat before Havdalah Alakos. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Sadi Dalid Sif Aleph says that if a person eats before Atochanantanu, meaning person davens Marv, forgets Atochanantanu in Tzfila, and then eats before Havdalah at home, that he even has to repeat Shmona Esrei. Normally, you forget Atochanantanu, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei, because anyway, you're going to say Havdalah at home. But if a person was negligent about his Havdalah at home, to the point that he ate before the Havdalah at home, and he forgot Atochanantanu, so the Mishmur explains, in Sivkat Dalar over there, it's a knas, so we punish him, that he's got to repeat Atochanantanu. I don't know what the Allah is if he forgets Atochan Antanu the second time, also when he repeats Shemon Esrei, but Yesh Lodin, I guess, on that issue. Bir Alach and Sim Reish Sadi Dalin discusses whether the same is true if you did Malacha before Havdalah. Meaning, would you say that if you forgot Atochan Antanu and then you did Malacha before reciting Havdalah, do you have to repeat again? Bir Alach quotes Stadim on this, and he says better not to, that we don't repeat Shemon Esrei, which is a good thing, because I think that's the minhag. I think a lot of people do Malacha, they drive home or whatever, and before saying Havdalah Alakos, and we're not worried about repeating Shemona Esrei in that circumstance. Bir Alacha discusses if you ate before Havdalah and then you said Havdalah Alakos, meaning what if you said Havdalah Alakos before you repeated Shemona Esrei? So he discusses, he has a suffix whether you have to repeat Shemona Esrei in that circumstance as well. In the Tshuvas Or L'Tzion, Rabbi Tzion Abishalom, Chelik Beis Parachav Beis Oz Yud, he paskins that if you eat Ba'ones, then all bets are off. Then, for example, a person's an Onain and he can't, or he was not allowed to say Havdalah, or he ate ate, he accidentally said a bracha, so the halacha required that he took a bite to eat, then he does not have to repeat Shemona Esrei based on this knas. So that's the halacha as far as the knas is concerned. Back to our halacha about not eating before Abdallah, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph writes that the deadline is Shkia, that you have to eat you have to start your Shalosh Shudas by Shkia, unless Mishnah Berurah says you haven't eaten Shalosh, shouldn't say that, not that you have started Shalosh Shudas, that you're not allowed to eat after Shkia, even though you're not yet saying Avdali, not allowed to eat after Shkia. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you haven't yet eaten Shalosh Shudas earlier, and it's already Shkia, you're allowed to start your Shalosh Shudas after Shkia, and even up until a half hour before Tzeis. Now, it's very obvious that he's talking about where you live in a northern place, where a half hour before Tzeis is after Shkia, where there is some time between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim that's longer than a half hour. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, for example, chances are in New York, many times of the year, there is, depending on, obviously, it gets complicated, which Shitas you hold like in terms of Zman, and very often there isn't more than a half hour between Shkia and Tzeis. Nevertheless, many poskim do allow starting Shalosh Shudas during Bein HaShemashos, if you haven't yet been yotzei the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas, because there are shitos in Rishonim, the Taz points out from the Rush, and it sounds like Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch this way as well, that the Isra to eat before Avdallah is really only at Tzeis. So we rely on those shitos that the Isra to eat before Avdallah is only at Tzeis if a person has not yet begun Shalosh Shudas, that they can begin during Bein HaShemashos. So Moshe famously passed in that in New York, you have until 9 minutes after Shkia to begin Shalosh Shudas, because Rav Moshe held that 9 minutes after Shkia is still Vadayom, it's not even Bein HaShemashos yet, so you're still safe during that time period. Sometimes you have shuls that try to daven mincha, you know, X number of minutes before Shkia, so that you could start Shalosh Shudas, and someone davens a little bit longer, the laning was a little longer, something happened, and you don't get to the line for washing is longer, so you have a little bit of leeway after Shkia. The Kav Chaim, the Orcha Shulchan, point out that when the Shulchan Aruch says, Paskins, that you're allowed to drink water, that's Al Pi Halacha, but Al Pi Kabbalah, it's dangerous to drink water during that time of the day. They say Al Pi Kabbalah, unless it's part of the Suda Shlishis. Later poskim aren't sure whether soda counts as water in this regard. Is it something that, you know, for certain halachas, we do consider soda to be the same as water. For example, we would never consider soda to be, most poskim would never consider soda to be Chamar Medina, that we would consider it to be, it probably wouldn't be subject to Bishalakum, like coffee or something like that, that's just flavored water. That's we normally consider it to be, but on the other hand, soda is not like water. For example, in Hilchos Brachos, let's say you're not being shosel the summer, you're not drinking because you're thirsty. So there's never a time where you don't say a bracha on soda. You do say a bracha. There is a time, rare circumstances, where you would not say a bracha on water. So there are certain halachas that soda is not like water, other halachas where it is like water. So the achronim aren't sure as far as this halacha is concerned. What if a person eats before he says Havdalah, so can he still say Havdalah? Shulchan Aruch Pasan's Reish Saditas, hey, yeah, you still say Havdalah. That's straight in the Gemara Pesachim Kuv Zayin. That Amar Rava Hilchsa Ta'am Mekadesh Ta'am Mavdil. That even if you ate, you would still say Havdalah. Mishra Purim points out from the Rambam in the 29th Perek of Hilchah Shabbos that even if you weren't Ta'a, you were Hizid Va'achal, you ate on purpose, you still say Havdalah afterwards. In Siv Vav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yesh Misha Omar, the Shaomer, that Ta'am Mavdil only applies to Motzai Shabbos. But if you missed Havdalah b'Motzai Shabbos and you ate already, then you can't say that if you miss Havdalah. Sorry, the Ramah says I'm getting confused over here. Weiter. Mishabura Reishai Tessiv Kat Nyut Tess, quotes from Magen Avram. Mivorich Birchas Hamazon, Umutu Lishtos Meakos, Afshu Kodim Avdala. What if you bench ala kos by Shalosh Shudas? Are you allowed to drink from that kos before Havdalah? So we've seen the minhag probably is most people, they do not drink from that kos and they save that kos for Havdalah. Mishabura says you're allowed to drink from that kos Kodim Avdala because the kos of Birchas Hamazon is Shaykh to the Su'udah, so it's considered part of Shalosh Shudas. But then he adds a caveat. V'kol zeh l'misha nizar tamid levarich halakos. That's only if someone is always makbid to be varich halakos. What does it mean, always makbid? So none of the acharim suggests always makbid means even when he benches b'yachidus, he's mevarich halakos. Even when he, but, and most of us are not always makbid to be varich halakos, and that's why we don't drink the kos. The Ben Yishchai says that even if you aren't makbid tamid about kosher b'chamaz, you can drink, and I think Svardim do have that practice that even if they're not makbid tamid, that they will drink. Milchas Yitzchak in a tshuva in Chel Gimel Simin Kuf Yud Gimel Milchas Yitzchak paskins or points out that the minhag of many gedolei Adar was to make an exception for Shavu Brachos even if it was after Tzeisa Kuchavim, because they wanted to be mashlim all seven brachos. Meaning, what if there's a Shavu Brachos at Shalashudis, right? So what do? So you say all seven brachos of the Sheva brachos, including the Bari Briya Gafin, which is on the coast. Go now. So including the Bari Briya Gafin, which is on the coast. So because you don't want to have six brachos for your sheva brachos. So that's what he quotes as a minhag of gedolim. But there are so many minhagim when it comes to sheva brachos. Who drinks? Only the Chazan Kala, only the Mavarech, depending which coast. There are so many different minhagim when it comes to Sheva Brachos. In fact, they say that the minhag of the Briska Rav and Reb Chaim was not to say the Bar Briya Gafen at all on the coast of Sheva Brachos at Shalosh Shudas. They would actually only say six Brachos. And then, after Abdallah, they would drink from the coast. What about women and children? Are they included in this halacha as well? So there is a Machlokes Rishonim whether women are Chayiv and Abdallah at all. Now, clearly, if they're not Chayiv and Abdallah, there would be no issue for them to eat before Havdalah. However, we clearly paskin la halacha that women are chayiv in Havdalah. We have a chumrah to be choshesh for those deos that they're not, that they shouldn't be magdilos la'atzman, that they shouldn't say Havdalah for themselves. A chumrah. But certainly we paskin that they're chayiv in Havdalah. So if we paskin that they're chayiv in Havdalah, then certainly they're included in this halacha as well, that they're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. What if they're very hungry, husband's not coming home, there's no one to say Havdalah for them? So certainly better to say Havdalah for themselves rather than to eat before Havdalah, especially when you consider the Gemara says Misasa ba'askra, and we assume Chamira Sakanta Me'isura, that Sakana is a greater concern than Isra, and this is a Nogaya to Sakana as well. Children, however, is a different story. Children aren't obligated to mitzvahs, so they're allowed to eat before Havdalah. Many poskim assume that it's even after the age of Chinuch, because eating before Havdalah is similar to the Isra of eating before Kiddush, and Mishbur and Simon Reish Samach Tes discusses who drinks from the Kiddush when they say Kiddush in Shul, and it's not going to be Kiddush Makom Suda, no one's being Yotzei the Kiddush. So Shulchan Aruch says, you give it to children. So Mishbur says, yeah, but children over the age of Chinuch, not children below the age of Chinuch, because below the age of Chinuch, then it's still going to be Brach Levatah, because they're not of the age of chinuch in the bracha either. So apparently, even children over the age of chinuch are not included in this iser of ti'ima before kiddush and avdala. What if you don't have wine? Final issue. What if a person does not have wine? So what do? Do you just starve until when? So there are two gemaras about this. There's gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph that they didn't have wine. That one time they didn't have wine to give to Amemar. Amemar was visiting, and even though they had beer, they offered him Chamar Medina. He went to sleep hungry so that he could wait for wine on Sunday. That on Sunday they was going to have wine. He was going to have wine, and the gemara says he went to sleep hungry, meaning he knew that he wasn't going to be able to say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, so he didn't eat on Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Beis and Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis, however, says that if you only have one kos of yayin, so what should you do? You're going to need to use it for Birchas Hamazon and for Havdalah. You should save it for after the meal, presumably Malava Malka, implying that you can eat before before Havdalah. So the Ran writes that no, that's talking about the meal of Suda Shlish. It's not talking about the meal of Malava Malka. Tosa Rashi Maseches Bracha says no. If you're expecting a kos the next day, then you shouldn't eat on Motzei Shabbos. But if you're not expecting another kos, then it's better to eat before Havdalah and say benching and Havdalah on the same kos rather than to not say Birch Samazon al kos, because you never want not say Berachas HaMazon al HaKos. However, Tosos and the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos Chaf Gimel and Beis B'Dapei Arif understand that a Meimar was just being Machmer al Atzmo. You don't really have to go to sleep without eating if you don't have a Kos Shel Yayin. And Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Sadivav points out that that seems to be the Shitas HaRambam as well, because the Rambam doesn't mention this idea of going to sleep hungry when you don't have a Kos. So how do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Sadivav Siv Gimel Im Ein Lo Yayin V'Lo Shechar V'Shar Mashkin. If you do not have wine or beer or anything upon which to make Havdalah, Yesh Omrim Shemutu L'Lechol. Yesh Omrim that you're allowed to eat. V'yesh Omrim Shemitzat V'Shiyil L'Lemachar Lo Yochal Ad-Lemachar Sheyavdil. And Yesh Omrim that no, you gotta wait till the next day. Don't eat that night if you will have a kos the next day. Now, if you're not going to have a kos the next day anyway, and it doesn't look like you're going to have a kos the next day, then certainly it doesn't make any sense to just starve for the rest of your life. No, but if you're going to have a kos the next day, the second Yesh Omrim says you should wait. What do we normally do when it's a Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Omrim in Shulchan Aruch? Who do we normally paskin like? First or second Yesh Omrim? So normally the second. When it's a stam and a yesh omrim, normally passing like the stam. Yesh omrim, v'yesh omrim, normally the second. Yesh omrim, v'yesh misha omer, normally the first, right? It's a complicated set of rules. But yesh omrim, normally passing like the second. Mishabura, the Mishabura says that that we should be machmir in Sivkot and Chavalev, we should be machmir to wait unless you're a weak person, unless you're someone who's unable to fast that long, it's going to be very difficult. Meaning there's a reason why we quote the first day, because we do rely on the first day if it's a Shas Hadchak. How long do you have to wait? Let's say the Kos is going to come Sunday late afternoon, so the Mishabura writes that you don't have to wait until Erev, you don't even have to wait after Chatzos Hayom. That if by Chatzos Hayom there's no Kos of Yayin there, that's it. Then you're allowed to eat, you don't have to continue to fast. So Lemaisa, at the end of the day, it's important to realize that prior to Havdalah, a person is not supposed to eat, so much so that we're even knowing not to drink from the coast of Birchas HaMazon. So this is something that a person should obviously try to be makbid about, and as we said at the beginning, it's apparently even a more significant halacha or a more serious halacha than the general halacha of not eating before doing any other mitzvah.